beautiful sparks of divine. Sadhguru Sant Parampuji Manoj Das Ji once shared a powerful analogy. I wish I could express it as eloquently as he said it, but the essence is this. Imagine you're at the movie theater, watching a film with the villain portrayed by Hrithik Roshan, Shah Rukh Khan, or another actor you admire. After the movie, you step outside and sure enough, your favorite actor from the movie is right there. What would you do next? My guess is that you would be thrilled, run up to them, and ask for a selfie. But here's the million-dollar question. Why wouldn't you get angry at them for their villainous acts in the film? Why not start shouting at Hrithik Roshan or Shah Rukh Khan? After all, they played the bad guy. The answer is clear, because that's just the role they were playing. It's not who they really are. The actors were simply playing the part written by the scriptwriter and directed by the director. In the same way, in our lives, everyone is just playing the role written by the supreme scriptwriter and director, God. When our children are being annoying, irritating, or disobedient, that is simply the role they have been assigned in that moment. This perspective can apply to children of any age, and even to colleagues, friends, and other loved ones. When we recognize that God has written the script for each person's dialogues and actions, we begin to see that everyone is merely performing those roles. If God is directing each individual, then it becomes much harder to perceive flaws in anyone. In this way, we can also maintain the perspective of nirdosh buddhi, that they are divine and flawless. It's a beautiful lesson. But what's the purpose of viewing our kids as instruments of God? When our child hurts our feelings, snapping at us, showing attitude, being disrespectful, lying, or not listening, we naturally feel anger or hurt. However, these emotions often lead to unproductive reactions, rather than any meaningful behavior change in our child. By using this knowledge to remain calm, instead of becoming reactive, we can then teach our kids the skills to act more kindly next time. This principle of remaining calm was put to the test years ago during a Patotsav at the Peoria Ghar Mandir. My sister and I wanted to surprise our parents by changing Thakurji's backdrop. 15 minutes before the event started, my parents came downstairs to check on us and were surprised. But not in a pleasant way. The decorations were only half completed, and devotees would start arriving soon. Initially horrified by how much was still incomplete, my parents quickly remembered Sahibji's teachings. They shifted their perspective with the understanding that God had been working through my sister and me. By seeing us as instruments of His will, rather than as careless or unprepared kids, they remained calm and problem-solved with us, helping us finish the decorations in those last critical minutes. Had they reacted emotionally, we might have still finished the decorations, but it would have been chaotic rather than harmonious. By responding with love, my parents reacted in a way that Sahibji has modeled for us. To support us in maintaining this nirdosh buddhi, Pujya Manoj Das Ji has encouraged us to dedicate 30 minutes daily to Dhun, following this prayer. God, stay with me all day. Inspire me and stay present in my vichar, vani, and vartan. And anyone who comes into my company today, please stay pragat in their vichar, vani, and vartan too. By praying for God to be present in the thoughts, words, and actions of those around us, we can accept that if someone is giving us constructive feedback, it's God speaking through them. And if someone is kind, we know it's God showering us with His love. I hope to implement this guidance in my life to see the God within everyone, especially those closest to me, where it's easiest to forget this principle. May we all begin our days with this prayer as we walk this journey together, with the ultimate goal of recognizing one another as beautiful sparks of the divine. Jai Sri Swaminarayan.